Now go to the fifth speaker, Michael Badger. You over there, sir? Okay, did you have a PowerPoint?
Nope.
Nope, all right, I will start your 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you.
Members of council, thank you for the opportunity to speak on the proposed pesticide restriction bylaw brought forward by Councillors Sloan, Iveson, and Leibovici. I am a resident of Ward 8 and voted for Councillor Henderson in the last election. Many individuals have spoken before me on the rigorous testing, research, and registration requirements that must be met prior to a product being registered for use. As a consumer of some of these products, I depend on Health Canada and the PMRA to guide my decision-making to ensure that any product I may use has been deemed safe for use. What other guiding principle can I go off of? I have 5 grandchildren who spend plenty of time at my house, so, you know, I want to make sure that I'm using products that are safe to use. I'm interested to know what information council is going to use to make their decision. Are you going to use proven scientific evidence by trained professionals, or exactly what? I've spent thousands of dollars to landscape my property with trees and shrubs, and now it is being proposed that I will not be able to use registered products that will prevent pests from damaging them. If this proposed ban goes forward, is the city going to compensate me if I lose any of my plant material? They won't, and, you know, I don't expect it. In reading the report, I have read in the report prepared for council that it is estimated that it will cost an additional $6.9 million for turf weed management if we go ahead with this. First off, and I don't want to sound condescending or sarcastic, but I don't, you know, I can't take my grandchildren to the green spaces across from our place because they're allergic to pollen, and I mean, there's dandelions everywhere. Secondly, and unfortunately, Councillor Henderson is not here to listen to this. I just recently received a proposed bill from the city for $2,800 for new sidewalks in front of my house, which is, I guess, half the cost, and the city's going to get the other half of the cost. You know, forget the fact this is roughly the amount of property taxes I pay annually to the city. You know, I guess how can you as councillors even justify proposing millions of additional dollars for turf weed management if we go down this road? You know, when, you know, I live in Capilano, when the infrastructure of some of these neighborhoods are crumbling, you know, how many sidewalks could we replace with $6.9 million? In closing, I would just like to say that I really honestly don't have any idea why we're spending time on this issue. We have far greater needs in the city, infrastructure, snow removal, LRT, than to debate whether it is safe to use products that are registered and approved federally and provincially for use. Until it is proven that these products are not safe for use, then to me it's just a scenario of interest groups with self-serving agendas. Thank you.